it just really reflects poorly on our community, especially to the nation, and definitely the reputation of the schools. Certainly the athletes, whether they were involved in the fight or not. I think it's even spreading to, obviously, other athletes besides basketball at both UC and Xavier. So I think it's widespread. You know, even they need to understand at all times who they're representing, you know, whether they have the privilege to enter the court with those uniforms on. I think that that got the best of them, some of the taunting that was happening, and obviously they lost control of themselves.
Well, what happens to fans in a situation like this, and is that even important when it comes to this kind of issue?
Well, fan base obviously is very huge and very strong in our community. So I think it is a big deal in terms of how they feel about their athletes and how they need the fans to be able to support the sport to begin with. Obviously, it's a very, very well-attended game, and it's just an unfortunate event that occurred.
Dr. Walker, this game is recognized as one of college basketball's richest traditions. It's been called one of the most fierce and timeless rivalries in the NCAA. Who's to blame for this situation?
I don't know that anyone specifically really is to blame. I really think that each athlete themselves needs to take responsibility for their own actions in this case, regardless of whether they were taunted or not. I know it makes it very difficult. We're talking about early 20, mid-20-year-olds, even younger than that, who are in that situation, in a high-pressure situation where, you know, testosterone's flying and people are being taunted. I think for a lot of people, it might have been hard to control themselves, but I do think that each of them has to take responsibility for their own behavior, absolutely.
How do we heal as a sports community from something that continues to get attention?
I think, unfortunately, maybe the next couple of weeks it's not going to get any better. I think just with this information with Joe Dieters looking into some prosecutions, and I think that, again, we have a huge fan base that doesn't cross lines. So I think that what I keep hearing are people slinging comments, even being very judgmental on the press conferences and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully after a couple of weeks this will calm down a little bit. The athletes are probably most likely going to be mandated to enter an anger management program and do some community service. They're going to need really to start demonstrating their ability to maintain their composure from here on out. I think the fans will be looking really closely at their behavior and probably the behavior of all athletes at Xavier and UC, not just the basketball players.
Anything else you'd like to say as a sports psychologist?
One of the most important things is people are absolutely capable of change, or I wouldn't be in the business that I'm in. So I think that as fans and as a community, we can certainly come together. We've had other things happen, obviously, in our community quite a few times where we've been able to pull together to heal. So I think that just give them a little bit of time and the athletes can demonstrate that they can handle themselves. There might be a change up, who knows, in terms of the lineup, but recognizing that they're good athletes and they have the ability to make these changes.
Dr. Barbara Walker, thanks so much for being with us today. Really appreciate your thoughts on the entire matter of the Crosstown Shootout. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.